From the American Broadcasting Company studios in Hollywood, California, the entertainment profession salutes the Shriners.
The 500,000 nobles of the Mystic Shrine and their 15 hospitals for crippled children in the United States and Canada.
A half-hour extravaganza starring Bob Hope,
Dinah Shore and George Montgomery,
Roy Rogers and his famous horse Trigger,
the King Cole Trio and All-American Tom Harmon,
and the new Spike Jones Dance Orchestra with the City Slickers.
Radio program studded with stars. The kind of stars that are proud to come out for little kids who have to stay in.
To you who believe it's important that a child has the right to grow up sound and strong, we say listen. Listen first to this prologue, presented by your co-announcers,
Harry Von Zell
and Don Wilson. We are the men of the microphone, announcers, the advocates of impeccable tone, correct pronouncers. Our job on the air is fraught with care and strange devices, for we are the ones who read the plus and name the prices.
Between the mediocre jokes, we send you toothpaste and you smoke.
We send you wax and frozen tea,
desserts and nerds and milk and cheese.
We sell. Box off Wilson, buy it today, fun sell. We sell. We're the monster's indispensable personnel.
We sell you candy, sell you glue.
We sell you sham
and sell you poo.
We sell you chewing gum and paint and nylon hose, which right now ain't.
We sell you little pills that fit
and gasoline that makes you whiz.
And mummy's chummy, yummy place.
And 16 things for tummy ache. 100 million dollars worth of radio per annum. The shows are good, we know, because the critics rarely pan them. 1 million words we've spoken in our aggregate career, but never more important words than these right here. In the name of the thousands of handicapped children thus far to receive the care and attention of 15 hospitals throughout the nation, to you who have given this great public service for 25 years now, without ever asking the public for money or ever permitting a patient to pay, we say thank you, Shriners, for a great and noble work. Now the King Cole Trio serenade you with a tune.
It's a pretty little ditty known as Pay for Moves.
Yeah.
Up on the silver screen, the average Hollywood star has a double to take the chances.
But one fellow who refuses to stand for a stand-in is that great cowboy star, Roy Rogers.
On or off the screen, when somebody rides trigger, that's Roy Rogers. Suppose we join them now. Out on the ranch.
Hey, take it easy now, this next bend, Trigger. A lot of rocks been sliding down here lately.
Look out, Trigger!
Right, one of them hit you in the leg, Trigger. Take it easy, boy. Here, let me see. Yeah? That's bended, huh? I'm sure glad it isn't broken. You know, Trigger, animals aren't like people. When a horse breaks a leg, he has to be destroyed. But thanks to... well, from people who care, that's not the case with children. Now, stand on your leg, Trigger, and try it out. Well, it bruised a little, but nothing serious. Trigger, remember all those little kids we saw when we took our rodeo show to the Shriners Hospital in San Francisco? Many of those little kids might be going through life with club feet or withered arm or a leg shorter than the other. Doggone it, Trigger, last year a lot of those kids could have, well, they could only wade through it from senior cares and hospital costs. You remember this year? A lot of those same kids were able to walk right up through you and test. Cost a lot of money, those figures, to run 15 hospitals like that, especially when it's all free. You're not kidding, Trigger. It's free in more ways than one. They don't charge anything. They don't ask you your race or color or religion. They just ask what you need to get well. Trigger, you and I ought to be right proud that we know people like the Shriners, because through their efforts, more than 100,000 children in North America walk again.
You know, Don, what that cowboy said makes a whole lot of sense. And he knows what he's talking about, too, Harry. Roy Rogers and Trigger have appeared in person at more Shriners hospitals than any other entertainer in the world. You have probably noticed tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that Spike Jonze Orchestra sounds bigger.
This has not been accomplished with mirrors.
Or with secondhand carbon paper. Mr. Jonze, sometimes referred to as the barefoot Toscanini, or the shaggy Shostakovich, or the mangy maestro, is really a very talented musician. Who writes this stuff? Critics have noted a striking resemblance, for instance, between Spike Jonze and Leopold Stokowski.
They both wear upper plates.
Tonight represents the formal debut of Spike's big orchestra.
This is the orchestra that played before His Majesty, the King of England, and 200 of his subjects.
100 adults.
And 100 midgets, or short subjects.
Well, anyway, they played the palace. Tonight they play Laura. Due to circumstances beyond our control, the following feature will be heard. Spike Jonze, 28 men, and a harp player named Charlotte who talked back to Phil Spitalny.
the misty line. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. You can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Sensei too, Spike Jones.
Well, thank you, Spike. Thank you. And Spike, don't look now, but you're being followed.
Yes, sir, followed by a guy named Bob who never fails to bob up at an affair like this.
And here to introduce Mr. H is the imperial potentate of all the Shriners in North America, William H. Woodfield, Jr. of San Francisco.
Thank you, Don and Harry. Before I introduce this man with the big nose and the heart to match, I'd like to squeeze in a few words of gratitude to all of the stars appearing here tonight to acquaint the North American public with the story of our hospital for crippled children. You know, since we opened the first one down in Freeport in 1922, Nobles of the Shrine have contributed upward of $32 million that North American crippled children from poor and impoverished families might walk again. Every single Shriner has been a contributor. Here tonight, the entertainment industry salutes these men. As imperial potentate of all of the Shriners, I accept that salute. And in the name of more than 100,000 little crippled kids that we have managed to help, return that salute. Quietly and without ballyhoo, many of our great entertainers have come to these hospitals to put smiles on the faces of those little kids. That's a therapy that can't be duplicated in a test tube. As we are grateful to our doctors of medicine, so are we grateful to our doctors of amusement and entertainment. Tomorrow, by the way, will be open house for all of our 15 hospitals. Why don't you come and visit us? Now, fellow nobles and friends, I give you Bing Crosby's golf partner, the star of that great picture, The Road to Anywhere a Benefit is Playing, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you, Imperial Sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you, Fezhead. Thank you. Thank you, Imperial Whitfield. It's very nice. I really enjoy that. I'm very happy to be here at the Elks. No, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, Imperial Potentate Whitfield. Did you drive down or did Sabu bring you down in his elevator? Anyway, here we go. Are we counting the time? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Shrine Benefit Hope telling all you lodge members that while I can't tell you how to keep those little tassels on your red cap, if you buy and use you-know-what, your mouth will always have a tassel of white caps. The Imperial doorman will explain that to you on the way out. I'm very happy to be here for the Shriners, though. I always thought the Mystic Shrine was where the farmer's market kept the butter. I love this Shrine. I have a secret society on Tuesday night. The secret is how long society is going to put up with it. My lodge is called the Imperial Order of Irium. When we meet, we don't have a secret handshake. We just pull out a toothbrush and bring it up to shoulder arms. These Shriners have a lodge meeting once a week. Lodge meeting, that's a married expression, meaning I don't know. I know you were with the boys, John, but where did this blonde hair come from? I used to go. How would I get along without him right there? Got John Wilson yakking it up here for me. I used to go with the daughter of a 32nd degree Mason, and every night when I'd bring her home, he'd give me the third one. I know the four Marx brothers know what that means, anyway. Then I was put up for the Western Star. That's like the Eastern Star, only to make you cross the burning sands on horseback. That's an inside joke. You have left it outside. And I love the crescent sign on those little red hats. My dressing room at Paramount has the same thing cut in the door. Shriners. And those purple sashes the boys wear in parades, particularly when it's draped around a fat guy. You don't know if you're watching a Shriner or a blimp that won first prize at the air races. They're colorful. I attended the last convention in Indianapolis, and they served a Shriner cocktail. One drink, and you give the hotel 24 hours to get out of your room. While the convention was on, they had an earthquake, and nobody knew about it. Nobody knows much about that joke either. Around 3 in the morning, one fellow wanted to see how quiet it was, so he dropped a pin out of his window, a coupling pin. And it was a lot of fun. My uncle was at the convention. In fact, he just got home yesterday. But you know, I love lodges. I really love lodges. I couldn't make the Elks, Eagles, or Moose, so I joined the Hollywood Wolves. We don't have a password. When we meet, we just spell out Jane Russell in the air with our forefingers. Outlaw that joke. When I was put up for the Masons, the members weren't satisfied just to blackball me. Two of them took me into a corner and whipped me with licorice sticks. Just for you. And these Shriners stick together. Boy, they really stick together. One of them ran over me the other day, and the cop that came along turned out to be a Shriner. The district attorney was a Shriner. Even the judge was a Shriner, he told me, as he gave me 60 days. It's great to be here to play for all you Shriners, and congratulations on your wonderful work. Good afternoon.
In the Lost and Found column of a leading Los Angeles newspaper this morning, there appeared this advertisement. Lost, one can follow a voice with southern accent. Unless returned to owner by 5:30 p.m. West Coast time today, owner cannot appear on Shriners broadcast. Anyone knowing whereabouts of voice, please communicate with Dinah Shore. Reward. So the search for the lost voice of the Dixie first began. Celebrity after celebrity volunteered to help. Said the famous singing trio, the Andrews Sisters,
if we find her voice, we'll keep it. Then we can be a quartet.
Said that leading lawmaker of the South, Senator Claghorn.
Miss Shore's pappy was a left-hander. Southpaw, that is. She never would have lost her voice if she hadn't sung in the studio having a northern exposure.
But Dinah's doctor had this to say. All jokes aside, Miss Shore has laryngitis from just working too hard. Her voice will be perfectly all right, but first, she's got to give it a rest.
So, Dinah is resting in her home at Encino, California. We take you there now by wire recorder for first-hand information. Come in, Encino.
Thanks, Harry and Don. This is Dinah's husband, George Montgomery. You've heard of the famous play and moving picture, the Man Who Came to Dinner. Well, I'm the man who came to Dinah. Dinah's here with me now, and in order to speed up her recovery, the doctor won't let her do any talking. And believe me, it's the first time since we got married that I've been able to get a word in edgewise. When Dinah has something to say now, she writes a note on a little scratch pad. Show them how you do it, honey. Say hello to the people. Fine. That was a great big hello from Dinah. And underneath it, she says, sorry, I can't sing for you. Well, I'm sorry I can't sing for you either. Outside of Dinah, the only singing we've had in this family came from the tires of our car. And right now, they're worn down to a whisper. We do want you to know, though, that both of us are proud of the Shriners and the work they have done in their hospital for crippled children. When Dinah was a little girl, she was stricken with infantile paralysis, but Fortunately, her mom and dad had saved enough money to see that she recovered or received proper care. Otherwise, she'd be crippled. We believe that this protection should be available to all children. That's what the Shriners are trying to do, and that's why we all owe them all the help we can give. Now, that talented member of this family, who's not allowed to sing or speak, brings out a new and, up till now, hidden talent. For the first time in public, Dinah Shore Montgomery plays the piano. How about an introduction from down in Hollywood there, Spike Jones?
Football star from Michigan,
the famous Army Air Forces flyer who saw action in every theater of operation,
winner of the Heisman Trophy and the Walter Camp Award,
Tom Harmon.
Thanks, Don and Harry. What I want to say here can be delivered in nothing flat. It's just this: God gave me two good legs, legs to let me play football, legs to let me find my way back when my plane was shot down behind Japanese lines. Now, some fellows aren't born with good legs. Some, unfortunately, will never get good legs. But I know a fellow who was born without them and received them as a gift. In a recent East-West All-Star Football Classic played at San Francisco on New Year's Day, the star of that game was a boy who was once carried into a Shriners hospital on a stretcher. That boy was supposed to have legs that would never walk. As far as I'm concerned, every step he took on that football field was a living, breathing tribute to the generosity of the Shriners. Now, I guess it's no secret that I'm an Irish Catholic. Sure, and all the Harmons are after being good Catholics. But the Shriners would never ask me about that if my little girl entered one of their hospitals. The evil forces that strike the limbs of little ones don't ask where you go to church, or how you voted, or what's the pigmentation of your skin. Neither do the Shriners. I say thank the good Lord for such men as Philadelphia's former mayor, the great philanthropist W. Freeland Kendrick, who saw, as a soldier, the great advances of orthopedic surgery in World War I. Who came home and enlisted the aid of all his fellow nobles in building this monumental accomplishment, the greatest of its kind in all the world. Mr. Kendrick, as chairman of the board of these hospitals, has dedicated his life to the crippled children of America. This program is definitely not a solicitation for funds, but we want you to know that there are 400,000 crippled children in America today. 1,700 of these are on the waiting list of the 15 Shrine hospitals. The Shriners are doing all they can to get those kids into the hospitals, out of their misery, and back on their feet. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy Harmon. And now for all the little children
in all 15 of the Shriners hospitals,
but especially those in the hospital at Honolulu,
Spike Jones and the City Slickers dedicate Hawaiian War Chant. The sun pulls away from the shore, and our little boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the romantic little island of Lulu. Spelled backwards is Ooh Ooh. Ah, what is this we hear? Why, it's Spike Jones and his wacky whack-a-keel. Children's Hospital Day. You've heard Spike Jones and his orchestra.
George Montgomery and Dinah Shore.
Roy Rogers.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.